actually the individuals on the power play.
Here's another question, Coach, that came before the break, but they're asking, how different is it for the students as far as their focus, like on exam week compared to when they are off for the semester break?
Good question. I always like to be involved in your normal daily activities as student athletes. I think you're just much more focused. You know, you're more organized when you have the time off, and that you can get a little disorganized, and you know you're hanging out, and you know you're just not as focused or as busy. I like busy. Busy keeps you you know, like in a normal routine. That's the way I am now. Some of our players might tell you, hey, they like the, you know, they like the break and the time off and some other things. But having said that, you know, it is what it is. Everybody goes through it, and we have to make the best of the situation. And, you know, I'm even worried about, you know, this weekend's games. You get out of your normal routine, and we're traveling. You've got a lot of downtime. And, you know, I'd rather our guys be in class and focused and on a normal trip. But I'm also concerned because we have a short week this week. You know, we played Sunday, Monday, and, you know, we haven't had much practice time before, and we're not going to get a lot of practice time in this week before we play. So we're going to have to make sure we rely on, you know, what we've been doing and know how we need to play. And hockey's a game of habits, and we have to play good habits this weekend.
Was there, this is going back to Saturday night's game against Duluth, Coach, but kind of relevant, I guess. Was there an extra emphasis for short, quick shifts on in the second half of Saturday night's game against Duluth in the third period to help match lines down the stretch?
No, well, I'm not just concerned matching lines, but no question, there was shorter, more intense shifts. You know, we have to make sure that we're, you know, the best team on the ice in the third period, you know, conditioning-wise, and I think Tyler's done a good job, she'll ask, but short shifts, too. It just takes one shift to get out of sort if you're out there for a long time. You know, it's hard to recover if you've got a long shift, so. But the short shifts are good. I haven't been too concerned with matching lines because I like our depth on our team, and I want to keep some flow and some energy going through our lines.
Here's a question. It says, Mel, how hard was it to recruit the skilled players you have now, and is the good publicity making the recruiting easier, or is it the same challenges?
Well, you always have challenges, but the publicity is good. It's a good thing. Michigan Tech's back on the hockey map, and you know, we're talking to some young men right now who I think you know, even short of a few years ago, would not be interested, but they are now. I mean, we're getting some calls from recruits now, where before we really didn't get those calls. They're seeking us out, which is a good thing. So, no question that helped. At the same time, you know, still, you know, convincing players to come to Tech and the reasons why they should, you still have the same issues that we've always had. But like I said, recruiting is it's gotten better. It's opened some doors up for us with all the publicity and how well we're playing. I think, you know, this weekend was a great opportunity for us to showcase our team. And, you know, I know there are a number of recruits there, and not only that we knew were there, but that the other schools invited to the game. So it's good for them to come in and watch our team and see the style we play and how well we played. And that's encouraging and in front of big crowds and a lot of Michigan Tech fans. So that's why the GLI is so important for us. Not only, you know, for our team and the season, but also for recruiting. And I thought our guys, for the most part, other than not winning the game, did an outstanding job this weekend.
What's the toughest adjustment to being a favorite in games, and which games have you seen your team learn the most about being the hunter, being the hunted rather than being the hunter?
Well, just the expectations, you know. The expectations that come along with it. And it boils down from distractions. You know, more people want a piece of you from the press, you know, before games. They want to talk to your players. NHL teams are, you know, more interested, want to meet some of your players. So all of a sudden the distractions become greater, and how you deal with those. To me, the games are still the games. You know, you still have to prepare to play the same way, but it's all the outside things that are going on that you have to learn to manage more when you're, let's say, a more favorite team and people are interested in your program. And that, you know, having said that, you know, I think nothing's really changed. You know, you're going to get teams better games, though. You can't slide by anybody anymore. I think at times we could in the past, you know, I don't want to say teams didn't respect you, or maybe they didn't, you know, as much as they do now. And And now we can't. You know, I know Michigan was ready to play for us. Just talking to their coaches, I mean, their team knew they had to show up and play, and maybe in the fall they overlooked us a little bit. But that doesn't happen anymore when you're the favorite. You know, you're going to get most teams' best games, and we're seeing that now, and I think it's going to make us a better team in the long run.
Coach, do you plan on giving Phillips any games off this year?
That's a good question. When you're winning, no. So, you know, he's playing well, and we talk about it every game. Every game we go over all our lineup and who should be playing, and we like our other goalies. They've made great strides. The only problem is you're not sure how they're going to react now to playing in a game situation. So, but we have a lot of confidence in those guys, and you know, Coach Sean is extremely happy with how our goaltending has worked out.
One more question, Coach. If a puck lands on the back of the net, at what point is play blown dead by officials, or what is the ruling? Do they have to stop the play? And they're asking about that.
Yeah, no, you don't have to stop it immediately. I think it's like a 2 to 3 second window that they'll give you to see if the players can get the puck off the net. So it's usually 2 to 3 seconds, and if that doesn't happen, they'll blow the play dead.
All right, Coach, we'll let you go, but really quick, big weekend against Wisconsin.
Huge weekend, you know. You know, they're a Big Ten school. They're a lot better than their record indicates. You know, the team would just beat Ferris. Wisconsin beat and tied Ferris. Looking at Wisconsin's team, you know, they've had a real tough schedule. They've played some really good teams, and they've been in most of their games. So I expect them to be ready to play. They've had a, you know, good week of practice. You know, we're going to have a short practice week. So we're going to have to be ready to play. I mean, they're two big games. Great to find a way to get through this weekend with two wins and get back home and then finish off the conference part of our schedule. So, but we'll be ready to play. We'll be ready to play. I know our guys are excited to get over to Madison and play another Big Ten opponent.
All right, Coach, we'll let you go. We appreciate your time. Have a good practice today. We'll talk to you on Friday, okay?
Okay, Dirk. I appreciate it, and we'll look forward to seeing you in Madison.
All right, you're gonna hang on with those guys then?
Are you
going to have the players on with us?
Yeah, they're going to call in here, Dirk.
So, okay, very good.
All excited to talk to you and answer some of the questions from the fans.
All right, very good. We'll take a break. Be back with more of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. People seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from, its brewmaster. Just enter the born on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Ah, the holidays. It's that time of the year for making lists and checking them twice. At Chevrolet, they've made it onto quite a few lists themselves. In fact, they've been at the top of more award lists this year than any other car company, and you could check that twice. So whether you've been naughty or nice, they hope to be on your list this year. The best offers of the year are going on now during the Chevy year-end event on select vehicles. Get 20% off MSRP as cash back on 2014 and 15 Cruze, Impala, Camaro, and Sonic vehicles. Find new roads at Kissel Chevy in Calumet.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Hi, I'm Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help you put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stahoviak, a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
Along with the 12 days of Christmas, the folks at Bucko's Party Store in Calumet celebrate the 12 packs of Christmas. All 12 packs of bottled beer on sale. 12 packs cans of Pepsi products, 2 for $8. Coke and 7-Up 2-liter products, 4 for $5. Mountain Dew 20 ounces, 2 for $2.22. Stay Amped Up 32-ounce Powerades, only 10 for $10. Don't forget, for special holiday cheer, check out Bucko's Wine and Champagne Department. Keep things cool with nice ice, 4 bags for $5. All sales do not include tax or deposit. When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success.